Oi, hello. This is the Doctor Answers show, and I'm Doctor Answers, and I'm here to not doctor any of my answers to any of your science questions and not question any doctors. And I'm going to be taking calls, and right now the switchboard is literally motionless and inert, save for a few flashing lights, and I'm going to assume that they represent the callers. Hello, who's on line four?
Right, Dr. Answers. Yeah, it's Andy here, Andy Badwell.
Hello, Andy. Lovely to speak to you.
Right, okay, Dr. Answers. My question's basically, right, my nan, she can't hum, and I was wondering, you know, is she just lazy, or should I be actually a bit worried?
So your nan can't hum?
Right, I've never seen her hum, and I've said, nan, you're going to have a hum, and, you know, she's sort of just turned away.
Just turned
her
away.
Eyes, sometimes gone to sleep and that.
What does she do when she's kind of maybe washing up or something?
Yeah, she does make a noise, actually. She goes like... sort of noise.
That's not humming at all.
No.
Is she there now?
Yeah, Nan. Nan.
Can you try and...
Yeah, right, okay. Night. She's gone to bed.
Okay, well, yeah, no, I think my answer is to... get her checked out because, you know, she may want to hum. And if she can't hum, then, you know, it's all about quality of life when it gets to the last few years, isn't it?
Okay, cheers, Dr. Hunters. I'll get right on it in the morning. Right now, I'm going to have a glass of milk, go straight to bed.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Okay, thanks for ringing.
If you have a question for Dr. Answers, send it to question@dranswers.co.uk. That's doctor as in D-R, like an abbreviation. It's like Dranswers. Dr. Answers loves to receive emails, so please send emails to Dr. Answers via email. And do try to get the address correct. question@dranswers.co.uk.
I think we've got someone here on line three. Hello,
hello.
You're through to Dr. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, you're through to Dr. Answers.
Hello, my question. How can I be sure that I'm the same person when I wake up?
Ah. Oh yes.
No.
I don't want to worry you, but you might actually have reason to worry about this. I mean, how attached are you to your own identity and, well, you know, even your physical form?
Well, I don't mind so much about that, but I'd be concerned if I went to sleep and then I woke up tomorrow and I was a pervert.
What are you planning to do this evening?
I suppose nothing perverted.
Well, you know, then the signs are good. You'll probably wake up tomorrow. I mean, I can't, like I say, I can't guarantee you'll be exactly the same person.
Right.
But, yeah, so I hope that's answered your question, Tom. I can't guarantee that you're the same person, but you'll be similar enough that it shouldn't really bother you.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Well, thanks, Dr. Al. Okay. That sounds pretty brilliant.
Hello, you're on line three?
Yes.
Hello. What's your name?
Hello. My name's Tracy.
It's Tracy. Hi.
Hello.
Tracy. Hi, wonderful to speak to you. Do you have a question for me to answer?
Yes. I was just wondering, what's the most efficient form of transport?
It's going to be tricky not to say monorail.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Monorail. Okay. But what if where you want to go doesn't have a monorail?
Well, it's possible that you don't actually need to go anywhere.
No, I suppose not. The internet and so forth.
You have any friends?
No.
Well, there we go.
Video library.
Okay, so I hope that's helped.
Well, thank you very much. So the most efficient way is just to stay in.
Well, or monorail.
Thanks,
okay.
Dr. Answers.
My pleasure. Thank you for ringing.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Take care.
Science is fun. Science.
Hello, you're through to Dr. Answers.
Hello, Dr. Answers, how's it going?
Hello.
You all right?
I am fine, thank you. It's
I was just wondering, you know them movable staircases, escalators?
Oh, yes, escalators.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, how they work, basically.
An escalator is like a tamed tank.
Oh, God.
Which has been leaned back onto its spine, I guess is the word. Kind of like an insect kicking its legs out. And it's a bit like we grab hold of its legs and find ourselves, you know, dragged up or downstairs.
Oh, right.
That's kind of the best way I can describe escalators?
Well, I tend not to use them. I go for the stairs.
Okay, well, I hope that's enlightened you about the world of escalators.
Just a bit.
Doctor answers. Doctor answers. Doctor answers. Science questions. Doctor answers. Science. Doctor science. Okay, so we've got another call now. Let's see who's on the line. Hello, you're through to Doctor Answers.
Hello.
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 Hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, it's Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Hi. Dave. Hi.
Dave. Lovely to speak to you, Dave. What's your question?
I'm calling from Fulwell.
What's your question for Dr. Answers?
Well, I was wondering, why is it that Australia has their winter when we have summer? Has that been put in place as to make things more efficient so the world don't heat up, or...
Ever want to go to Australia, Dave?
If you're sunny, yeah.
Maybe in the winter then.
Oh, I don't know. Does that mean it's cold?
No, it's the summer over there.
When's the winter?
Summer.
In the summer.
Yep.
Okay.
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 Well, good luck. Good luck. Sorry. Okay. Well, thanks for ringing, Dave. Good luck. Now, I had a call from Jim from Oxfordshire, and he wanted to know whether everyone who calls in is put on air. Well, Jim, I'm afraid no. Not everyone is put on air. Right, let's take another call. Hello, you're through to Dr. Answers. What's your name?
Hello. My name's Mark Patz.
Hi, Mark.
My question is, so what's better? Is it half a Batman or two Hitlers, but they promise to do good? Which is better?
Batman's going to do good, right? But he's half a Batman, but he's going to do good anyway.
Yes, it's a top half.
I think we'd have to trust the Hitlers.
Two of them. If both Hitlers were half as fanatical about doing good as they were about Nazi stuff before... Then you've got one really fanatical Austrian, haven't you?
Well, I mean, if Hitler was that good, surely he'd want to team up with Batman to...
Batman would be his sidekick, wouldn't he? He'd fit nicely into a sidecar. If he had a motorbike and a sidecar, just pop him in. He'd still keep some of your, I don't know, his Hitler equipment that he might need for doing good. Oh, but you need another motorbike, wouldn't you? Because there's two Hitlers. It's not easy, is it?
Well, I hope I helped there. Not sure I did. Hello, who's on line four?
Hello, this is Alec Witter here.
It's what, sorry?
Alec Witter.
Alec. Hi, Alec.
Alec.
What is your question, please?
I was wondering how people, you know, the people in Australia, the indigenous people there, I believe they're called Aborigines, I wonder how they got to where they are, because they obviously didn't have ferries in the past, or did they?
No, there were no ferries. Well, in fact, all of the continents on Earth that we're familiar with today were originally one fused lump of rock. And essentially the world was just one big island.
It was quite a big island, surely.
A huge island. If the world was just one island, would we still have bothered with boats?
Maybe there'd be a lot less war. There'd be perhaps less to fight over, do you think, Dr. Anderson?
Or maybe there'd be less space to fight in. And so maybe the fighting would be even bloodier.
Oh, yeah.
More sickening than anything we've ever seen. So we owe it to the continents to have stopped a slightly harsher grade of horror being rained upon us.
Well, it's a sobering thought, Doctor Answers.
Fine. Well, let's move on and let's take another call. Hello, you're live on Dr. Answers. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Dr. Answers. Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Ethel and I'm calling from Cornwall.
Hi, Ethel.
Hello.
From Cornwall.
Hello.
Can we move on to your question?
Hold on. I've got it written down here. I was wondering whether socks or shoes came first in the history.
Well, a shoe's more complicated, so you'd imagine it evolved over a longer period of time than a sock. I mean, everything about a sock is kind of contained in the genes of the shoe.
Right.
So yes, but of course, this does depend on the age of the shoe or the sock.
We can never know some things, can we?
You're right.
Not meant to know.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for your help, Dr. Answers.
Right, first one to speak gets on the radio.
Hello.
Well done, you're on. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Alan Duncan. I'm calling from Waverley.
From Waverley. Hi, Alan. What is your question?
I was wondering what would happen if I filmed a mirror with a video camera.
If you filmed a mirror with a video camera... Do you mean what would come out on the screen of when you played back the tape?
Yes, that's what I was wondering.
Well, you just have a video of a camera.
Okay. Right. What would happen if when I was playing that tape back, I held a mirror up to the television screen?
Well, instead of seeing one camera, you'd see two cameras.
And then, okay, how about if I filmed that with the video camera?
Well, then you would see three cameras. So, what is it you're expecting to happen with these?
I wanted a mirror.
Cameras.
I wanted another mirror. So I thought if I filmed the mirror and then played that back, then it'd be like a mirror in my lounge. Is that not correct?
On your television?
Yes.
No, you're not going to make a mirror on your television. I'm afraid, Andy. Was that Andy?
Alan. Alan.
I'm sorry, Alan.
Science.
Right, well, before I go, it's competition time. Before I give you this week's question, I'll reveal last week's answer. The denominator x2 minus 8x plus 25 is irreducible, and therefore its discriminant is negative. There were no winners this week. Today's question, and remember, the prize is an amount of carbon. It could be a precious unflawed diamond, it could be a bag of buckyballs, or it could be a scrap of paper from reception. Do enter, though. Today's question, which of these is from science? Is it Isaac Newton? Is it someone else? Email your answers to competition at dranswers.co.uk. That's DRAnswers, Dranswers. And you might win a precious gemstone.
Dr. Answers was brought to you by James Shakesharft and David L.E. Davis. Question at dranswers.co.uk.